Pasquillo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Busy, busy day in here, like it is every Thursday. Great cover in history with Janet Gageland, and it's great talking Chinkabazoo.
Good morning.
With Tom and Kathy, our mornings. I missed you last week.
Yeah, we weren't here.
Telling everybody, my it just messed everything up with me.
I know. At first rule of radio, I miss your section.
Don't worry, she still talked a lot.
All right.
I did.
Good to have you back. We're going to talk art and enrichment here. You brought me a couple of guests this morning.
I did.
And what else is happening at the zoo?
Well, first of all, the hop in the spring was highly successful. It was
good.
A cold day. It was like 36 degrees. And we had 430 people.
What?
Yes. And who enjoyed the chicks and ducks. And they went into the zoo. It was open. So We heard a few comments of, where are the cougar cubs? Well, they're still too little to be out in this temperature.
Right.
But soon.
How are the kids?
They're big.
I bet. Growing.
They're very big. Yes. 17 some pounds and 18.1. I mean, they are big.
Wow.
And furry looking. But remember, now's the time we're kind of like, now they're cougars.
Yeah, before they're just playful little kittens.
Yeah,
now they're cougars.
So anyway, we'll be meeting those hopefully on opening day, depending on what weather you're bringing.
I didn't do too well, did I?
So remember, we are opening early. April 5th, and weekends in April, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays through the 27th, which is when we open normally for the season, where our hours are going to be 10 to 6, and we're just, for those weekends, it's going to be 10 to 4.
Okay.
And weather permitting. So check that out before you make a trek down here and or up here, wherever you're coming from,
right,
in the listening area, to make sure we are open. If it's going to be a little, these flurries are sending us, and it's one of those opening weekends, those early weekends, we might not be open, but why not enjoy this? Last year we had to open late, so let's try to get those memberships more bang for their buck there, more value for your families, and come on down to the zoo. You're going to have to see a great, great season.
I'm just so glad Hop Into Spring went well, and this weather is kind of a speed bump. We'll get over this.
Just kind of doing winter in reverse here.
Yeah, back into the 40s. And Schmaltz, you're going to get to move snow tomorrow. Aren't you happy about that?
No, I'm going to have people send you bad thoughts for even thinking that. No snow tomorrow.
All
it's
right.
Blowing over us, staying south, north. We're in God's country.
Okay. Well, you heard that from Tom Schmaltz from Chinkabazoo, folks. Let's talk to Listen Carter this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you in-house. Tell us about art and enrichment that's going on. This was kind of your idea, correct? How did this come about? How did you think of this?
Well, we were looking at, first of all, we go to different zoos every so often, and we'll see enrichment they use, and we'll point it out, and we're like, oh, that looks cool. And so we were looking at websites, and we're like, we need this.
Right.
And so we wanted to make a fundraiser that that goes specifically for enrichment.
Okay.
And then, since we're both artists, we figured we'd start hosting some art classes for people.
Right.
And we're hoping for the best. And
all right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So when we're talking enrichment, what are we talking specifically for, for people that don't know, as far as where this is going to go?
Enrichment is basically items that can be used so that animals are able to focus their attention on those items instead of doing stereotypical behaviors like pacing and stuff like that.
Sure.
So one of our items is a box, and it has a lot of holes in it, and it could be used as a puzzle feeder. You could put snacks in there, and they'd have to move it around so that they'd be able to get those snacks.
So you make it challenging for them too.
Yes.
And and that's kind of getting their brain working too, I would imagine. Plus, you get into the season, it's fun for people coming through to watch this, I would imagine.
We do a lot of homemade enrichment, and they're our keepers are all queens of enrichment.
Mm-hmm. Right?
They just start. And so when we can purchase something, it's really fun. And some people do that to us with us for Christmas presents for the animals.
Okay.
But these are some that are going to be some costs too. And instead of it coming out of the zoo budget, which you know is very tight, they came up with this. So we're very, very happy.
You know, enrichment is what we tell people you do for your kids to keep them from getting bored. You come up with games. You come up with puzzles. You come up with something to keep their minds active, because if their minds are active, they're healthy, they're happy animals, and they love to see the people. And, you know, right now, yesterday I'm walking by and I hear Felix banging on something and it's flying through the exhibit. That's a great enrichment they came up with.
Well, he had a giant pickle last summer that he had a lot of fun throwing around in there too, which was really cool. And again, do other zoos do this too?
Absolutely.
Okay. Ladies, tell me more about this. You're educating me here all about art and enrichment.
This is the first time I've ever seen these two shy.
Normally they're pretty chatty, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So as far as, you know, how long is this going to go on? I mean, you're getting this art and enrichment thing going. Is this going to go on all season?
We're hoping so.
Okay.
For right now, since this is going to be the first time, we're going to host this class, see how it goes, and then debate if it's going to be monthly or if there's going to be like two or three classes per month.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, what a great thing to have going on.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to be a true artist. Like, I can draw a stick figure. That's about it.
Oh, you're better than that.
It's for any level of whatever, and it's a way to support and to see, you know, when they show up these classes, and then afterwards they get to see that, you know what, we help purchase this item that is really a cool deal. So it's a great way to support the zoo and to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're going to learn about the animals first. And Alyssa, do you have one that we're going to start with? What animal are we starting with?
We'll be starting with Jojo, our three-banded armadillo.
So I'm signing up for it. You know, I dabble with art.
I know. You are an artist.
And
you can't avoid it.
As much as I love and feel I know these animals, okay, they're doing the direct daily care with them. And every time I stop on the pathway and hear one of these two ladies or another zookeeper or educator talk about one, I'm like, I stop because I'm like, wow, I like that fact. I'm going to use that fact. So I'm going just to participate because I want to. And I'm going to learn something from them, and I'm going to learn how to paint an armadillo.
Right. Yeah, well, and you'll do it very, very well. You can't avoid this fact. Both of your parents were phenomenal.
Yeah,
artists.
Don't put that on me.
Your sister is a phenomenal artist.
I told Carter and Alyssa yesterday, I said, I sketch. I do not paint like you do. I sketch. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking of that.
All right.
We're out in the hallway over here, and Alyssa said, not to get off topic, but are we going to see Bill's prints this summer?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Guaranteed. Thank you for that. Does she sketch? Does she do things? Do you think she's an artist? I'm going to get this from your keepers. Yes, yes. I think she is.
Okay. I'm getting mixed reviews here.
Mixed signals. I'm loving this. Art and enrichment at the zoo, that's just part of the many things you do down there. And I always like to say, if you're not careful, if you're at the zoo, you're going to learn some things.
You say
things
that all the time. That's right.
Absolutely.
I learn something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all good.
All right.
Everything's good. So.
An early open, you know, weather permitting.
Let's talk about signing up for this class.
Oh yes, yeah. How do we do that?
We're gonna have it on our website. In the meantime, if you want to do it, and it's the April
24th.
Okay.
Six to eight. If it goes a little later, that's cool because we'll be having fun.
Right.
It's going to be in the Nature Center, and it's 16 and up.
Okay.
So
fantastic.
Yeah, so this is for
plus,
you.
And this just gets right into the exhibits with the animals. So
and it's $40 for members and $50 for non-members.
Okay.
And that way we can get these items, and they'll see pictures of these items down there. They'll see them on our website and go, oh, I want to help contribute. Plus, take home a canvas,
yeah,
a picture of the armadillo.
Wow.
And
We'll have like animal prints as well. For
oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Always good things going on at the zoo.
Absolutely.
Good to have you back, ladies. Thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. We talk next Thursday.
Yeah,
we'll talk a lot about a lot of other stuff too.
Indeed.
We're not talking about snow because it's not happening.
You're going to be moving that tomorrow, Schmaltz. Just saying.
I'll take a picture.
That is our morning zoo, and we do this every Thursday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Got a mostly cloudy sky, 19 degrees, Thursday, March 21st. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. Minnesota's minimum wage statewide would bump up to $15 an hour starting this summer, an increase each year until it reaches $20 under a plan that advanced in the state Senate on Tuesday. Senate Labor Committee passed the proposal, so it is eligible for possible addition in a broader jobs-related bill in the legislature. They will consider that towards the end of the session. Current law sets a minimum wage at $10.85 for large employers, $8.85 for smaller employers. Both Minneapolis and St. Paul has their own $15 an hour pay floors. This bill would apply the new rate statewide to every business. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is investigating a significant fish kill at Lake Traverse on the South Dakota-Minnesota border. Fishery Supervisor Chris Domer said the fish kill was reported on March 14th. Says the DNR Fish Health Lab concluded the likely cause of the kill is what's called gas bubble disease. The mild winter, sunny days, and thin, clear ice provided good conditions for algae to grow. Heavy algae growth can lead to high amounts of oxygen and other gases in the lake. Under those conditions, the dissolved gases enter the blood and tissues of the fish, causing them to die. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Firefighters battled an estimated 100-acre wildfire north of Malacca in east central Minnesota on Tuesday afternoon. Multiple aircraft were on the scene supporting the ground firefighting resources. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Malacca Fire Department, and Minnesota State Fire Marshal's Office responded. Windy, dry conditions contributed to the size of the fire. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, get to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council. Hey, we have two winter weather events coming. Now that spring is here, we got some serious winter weather, as a matter of fact. So anybody south of I-94 this morning looking at some snow. From Bismarck down to Sisseton into central and southern Minnesota, it's snowing. We have winter weather advisories for this afternoon through tomorrow morning that stretch from northwestern Montana to northwest Illinois. It's the southwestern half of North Dakota. From the northwest corner over to Hillsboro, south of that line, winter weather advisory. Central southern Minnesota and extreme northeastern South Dakota, winter weather advisory. Right along the North Dakota-South Dakota border, from Ellendale over to Morris, Minnesota, possible 4, 5, or 6 inches of snow by tomorrow. Not much wind, temps mild, 25 to 30. But system number 2 poses some more significant challenges for everyone, including your meteorologist. That forecast right after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I am North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dallas Luff of Wahpeton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Spring is also a good time to change your dispenser filter. Second, take advantage of biodiesel made from soybean and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm delivery. Learn more about biodiesel by visiting ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, southeast North Dakota, northeast South Dakota, already seeing some light snow. High today under a cloudy sky, 25 to 30. Light southeast wind turning to the northeast tonight, north tomorrow. North wind on Saturday. It's going to be a cold Saturday morning, but after that, temperatures not bad. Lows teens to about 20, highs near 30. So look for 5 to 6 inches of snow right along the North Dakota-South Dakota border by tomorrow midday. Not a lot of blowing. But Saturday afternoon through Sunday, Monday into Tuesday, snow and wind. The exact path of this system, uncertain, but it's going to be a significant winter weather event with blowing and drifting, and yes, significant heavy, wet, slushy snow. Be prepared for that. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
I'm your friend on the weekend, Trees K, keeping you company on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Hey, we're back in-house. Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the morning show. Time to rise and shine. 19 degrees right now. Cloudy sky going on. If you are looking to jump into a new home this spring, swing by the open house tonight, 16th Street North in Breckenridge in the Gewalt edition. You can stop by anytime between 5 and 7:30. This event is hosted by Lisa Malcolm Miller Realty.